This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. Completing your self-defense toolkit, of course. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I coat my weapons in that stuff. Coat them. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Duck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I got mine, a week, 10 days ago, and I have worn it every day since then. It is retaining its original shape. It is very comfortable. It is the best concealment holster I've ever had. Check them out, AlienGearHolsters.com. Interesting that Tony would call me about Charlotte. Tony, if you're still listening, you're starting to think like me, and you need to find some mental hygiene. See, in Charlotte right now, all of these people that are coming in and rioting, a lot of them are from out of town. They should be arrested. But the non-enforcement of the law has become sport in the past 8 years. It's hidden under gimmicks such as prosecutorial discretion and other feints. The Department of Justice and other such entities have seemed to turn their backs when full frontal execution of the law is required. A curious disinterest for certain laws is in play. We receive a constant dose of stories revealing the non-enforcement of immigration law. In lockstep is a complete disregard for the laws on the books designed to quell situations such as Ferguson and Dallas and Baltimore, now Charlotte. 2 years ago, there was an article for American Thinker titled "The Anti-Riot Act, One More Law Unenforced by This Administration." In a recent article in Zero Hedge, an official of the Charlotte Police Department notes that 70% of those arrested have an out-of-state identification. This should be piquing the interest of federal authorities, but it doesn't. This is the smoking gun about people like Soros, you know? Criminals disguised as protesters cross state lines to engage in destruction and rioting. Have you ever heard of the statute that prohibits crossing state lines to engage in such behavior being enforced by federal authorities? From Federal Judicial Center, reference 2101.riots. Whoever travels in interstate or foreign commerce or uses any facility or interstate or foreign commerce or uses any facility or interstate or foreign commerce, including but not limited to the mail, telegraph, telephone, radio, or television with intent to incite a riot, or to organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, or to commit any act of violence in furtherance of a riot, or to aid or abet any person in inciting or participating in or carrying on a riot, or committing any act of violence in furtherance of a riot, and who either during the course of any such travel or use of thereafter performs or attempts to perform any other overt act for any purpose specified in subparagraph A, B, C, or D, shall be fined not more than $10,000 and imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. In any prosecution under this section, proof that a defendant engaged or attempted to engage in one or more of the overt acts described in paragraph, subparagraph A, B, C, or D, ad nauseum. There's wisdom in this kind of a law, one that predicts how local situations can, you know, bloom into a much larger event when interlopers are allowed to exacerbate the situation. These laws are, they need to be enforced, but they're not. And it is fair to ask, why not? Recall in Ferguson that the influx of non-residents, the Revolution Club of Chicago, the new Black Panthers, etc., who came to join in the fray was noted by local authorities, yet there was no action from federal authorities regarding the enforcement of statutes prohibiting the crossing of state lines to engage in such behavior. Whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engage in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office in the United States. There are two clarities. The administration has sympathies in one direction. The Department of Justice has disinterest in another direction. Enter George Soros. Washington Times has noted that the Ferguson protest riots were funded by George Soros. Now, Black Lives Matter. From the article in Zero Hedge, hackers with DCLeaks.com published OSF, Soros Open Society Foundation documents showing the Soros group had already given at least $650,000 directly to BLM. Mr. Soros spurred the Ferguson protest movement through years of funding and mobilizing groups across the U.S., and according to interviews and key players, financial records, you know. Since 2003, Soros has contributed $54 million to federal candidates and committees. So with the distribution of all this money, there has been sponsorship of certain activities by Soros, and also a very detectable disinterest by those who should be intensely concerned about these very activities. What has he attempted to achieve with this process? Looking at where the current allegiances align, it's interesting to speculate where the $54 million may have fallen. He's funded BLM. We also have Hillary Clinton as a BLM proponent. Barack Obama has BLM sympathies and invitations to the White House. And on the other side of the ledger, we have Obama's Department of Justice seemingly unconcerned that laws prohibiting the crossing of state lines to incite riots are being violated. Coincidental? Certainly something new is going on, and Mr. Soros mustn't be displeased. See, I have all kinds of thoughts on this. My first thought would be to find ironclad proof, right? In a military way. Of course, not with the military, but, you know, using certain technique to try to root out who might be the man at a certain event, who would certainly have inside knowledge on how this came about and that came about. And then, then things get a little unsavory for most of you. It becomes a little unpleasant for most of you, which, here's what I'll say about that sort of specter, if I may. At some point, something like that is going to be necessary. Either that or it's going to continue on until it, you know, the thing is, it's not, none of this stuff is ever going to get big enough to completely topple everything, but it certainly is throwing a monkey wrench in a lot of things. And it's holding us back. And it's distracting us from real issues. And I think that may be a lot of what it is. But at some point, we're going to have to think, really seriously consider doing some unsavory things here in America land. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sold out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. I got a picture earlier of Dr. John Adine and Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, partying down there in Tampa. I don't know. Well, they're probably not like partying, but I mean, they're having a good time. I sent him a text back, and here I am quoting DRGO and from the Second Call Defense Studio doing the job. Ha. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That reminds me, I've got a paste up. I've got a Frog Lube paste, a couple of bolt carriers. I do it all the time. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Once you buy it, I mean, as you know, like my Glock 19, as long as I have a Glock 19, the silver breaks, I can keep it. They'll send me another shell. If I decide I don't like it anymore, I send this shell back, and they'll send me another shell for free. Once you get in, it's like being part of an exclusive club, AlienGearHolsters.com. If people call you intellectual, right, you might not be so smart. You might be an imposter, a two-legged adjective posing as a deep thinker. A true person of intellect is a thinker of thoughts who uses his or her head not as an advertisement but as a tool to greater understanding and enlightenment. Just as important, a real thinker wonders whether he or she has not seen the full picture, whether there is not much more to learn. James Thurber, an author and cartoonist at The New Yorker, wrote, "It's better to know some of the questions than all of the answers." In a sense, he was reworking an idea embraced by Talmudic scholars. "Who is the smart man?" asked the Talmud, answering, "He or she who learns from every man." That's from the chapter Ethics of the Fathers, chapter 4. A real thinker combines a sharp head with an open mind, brain smarts, with the kind of emotional intelligence that not only admits possible error, but actively seeks others who may know more or may know better. By this rule, many of the intellectual class are pretty damn dumb, so smugly sure of themselves that they simply insult those with whom they disagree. This takes place on many subjects, but the most jarring, of course, is climate change. Intellectuals like Obama or New York Times columnist Tom Friedman insult those with doubts about alleged man-made climate change. They berate the doubters as unscientific idiots who endanger the security of the United States and the future of the world. Mother Jones said Trump win could make climate catastrophe inevitable. That's sort of like saying if Donald Trump wins, the world will end. Sort of a pseudo-religious end of days contention. Where is Arnold? He should be in this movie too. Masquerading as science. And that's driven people with common sense to doubt the wisdom of our so-called intellectuals. And it's also helped Trump. If Trump wins and the world does not end, he may get Messiah status, if not the Nobel Peace Prize that went to a man who acted like he was saving the world, but actually brought many disasters. And Obama's launched more cruise missiles than any other Peace Prize winner ever in the history of Nobel. Obama's never shown convincingly that climate change is, as he claims, the top danger facing the United States. But on this and other matters, he and his colleagues have taken a smug, we know the best posture, ruling out all debate. The climate debate is one of many arenas for the false intellects. He steadfastly refuses to admit that Islamic terror is a more real and immediate danger to the U.S. national security than climate warming. Jack Welch is the former CEO of General Electric. He said that in a recent interview. He's the executive who succeeded by recognizing and fixing problems. Islamic terrorism is a term he won't even use. He sticks to this, I know Islam better than Muslims know Islam mantra, even to the point of saying that Islamic terrorists are not really Islamic. Back September 10th, during a major national security speech, he declared, now let's make two things clear. ISIL is not Islamic. And no religion condones the killing of innocents, and the vast majority of ISIL's victims have been Muslim. He was sure of himself to the point of omniscient. He's just everywhere. He's just out there. He's omnipotent. I mean, oh my gosh. Many of his points were illogical non sequiturs that were both misleading and factually wrong. Anyone who has studied Islam or taken a course in comparative religion knows that. Now, Obama studied with Reverend Jeremiah Wright and Dr. Edward Said, not exactly real experts on Islam. For over 1,300 years, Islamic groups have attacked other Islamic groups. The Sunnis have fought the Shiites raided the Qajarites, the Wahhabis struck the Hashemites, and many more. And they were all Muslim. The common ground was believing they were the true Muslims. Islamic groups often attack Muslims first, and then these Islamic groups or sects will continue to attack non-Muslims, such as Christians and Jews and pagans and Hindus and Buddhists and all the other infidels. The fact that they kill more Muslims before killing non-Muslims does not mean that they are not Islamic. The term Islamic State is designed to recall the structure of the Islamic State that began in Medina under Muhammad, Islam's messenger, and that continued under various caliphate states or empires headed by a man who saw themselves as the Khalifa, deputy in Arabic, of Muhammad. Islamic State organization is named in Arabic, and I'm going to give you my best shot, Al-Dawla al-Islamiyya fi al-Iraq wa al-Sham, which means Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. Now, the Levant includes Israel, which I think is why Obama likes to call it ISIL, because he thinks Israel should fall to the Arabs. The leaders of ISIL consider themselves Muslims, and the vast majority of their victims, Muslims or non-Muslims, also consider ISIS to be Muslim. Let's call them what they are. Obama, who knows little Islamic history and no Arabic and does not want you to know his grades at Columbia, pretends he's the authority on the subject. But this is, once again, an intellectual who is just a walking, talking adjective on two legs. Okay? Trump getting out there talking about him doesn't recruit for them. Ignoring them makes them laugh. Makes them laugh hard. Obama's doing a great disservice to us. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
on suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. Friday evening, it's Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It works every time you use it. And it takes your weapon to a high degree of functional lethal readiness. And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Go get one if you don't have one. And most of you already do. That's the thing. I'm a little concerned about it because all of you are already carrying them. And I'd like to keep them as a sponsor, so I need to sell some of these things. AlienGearHolsters.com. In the chat room, only on this show would a listener of the show share a fun day gun day. And he went out and shot a .454 Casull, which I have shot one of those once. I will never fire one again. I can't imagine what you would have to shoot with that round why there would be a need for that round. I know lots of people hunt with it, though. Definitely not something a self-defense round. Well, it would work. It'd go through three or four people at one shot. Fun day gun day. I might remember that. There's been a lot of speculation about the fate of the Republican Party. And as most of the prognosticators expect and hope, if Donald Trump loses. There has been less speculation, though. And, well, they need to start considering this because the polling data is suggesting it is coming about the fate of the Democratic Party if Pantsuit loses. Now, there's reason to think, and in some cases of the intellectuals, to fear that the Republican Party will change if Trump wins. Republicans likely won't supply the bulk of support for free trade agreements, as they increasingly have for 40 years. Prominent Republicans probably won't press for mass legalization of illegal immigrants as they did in 2006, 7, and 13. Trump loses, the Republican electorate will have become more downscale and elderly, a continuation of a process that's been entrained since the middle 1990s. A long-term migration of voters southward along Interstate 95 will have made the East Coast just about as solidly Democratic as the West Coast, leaving a Republican rump in the interior of South and Great Plains. Anti-Trump Republicans hope the Trump effect will just go away, and will note that a defeated Trump will not leave behind much in the nature of an institutional apparatus, as the defeated Barry Goldwater arguably did in 1964. But the argument for going back to pre-Trump positions is weakened by the fact that the Republicans have lost four of the six presidential elections between 1992 and 2012. But what if Hillary Clinton loses? The political map in that case will look quite different, with Democratic states confined to the Northeast, West Coast, and a few splotches in between. The presidential Democratic Party, like the Congressional Democratic Party, will be concentrated in heavily Democratic central cities, some sympathetic suburbs, and scattered university towns. The shock for Democrats if Clinton loses will likely be more severe than for Republicans if Trump loses. Imagine the best candidate in your party losing to the weakest candidate in the other party, so speculates Don McLaughlin, writing for the National Review. Which, you know, don't pay the National Review any attention. They're just a bunch of spoiled punks who tried to tell you what to think and you didn't believe it. But they continue, after years of telling yourself that your party had unlocked the demographic code to the permanent majority. One option for the Democrats would be to moderate their policies, as the new Democrats urged them in the 1980s and Bill Clinton did in the 1990s. And that proved pretty successful. But the current Democratic electorate has little stomach for going back to that strategy. Two decades ago, lots of self-described moderates and even conservatives voted in Democratic primaries, not so these days. The slump in Democratic primary and caucus turnout from 38 million in 2008 to 31 million in 2016 was due to a sharp decline in turnout by self-described moderates. That's something nobody's talking about. In all of these things that Clinton won, they did not have big voter turnout. They did not. 38 million, even in 2008, wouldn't win a national election today. Now, Clinton's move from her husband's 1990s triangulation to her near total acceptance this year of being more socialist than Bernie Sanders was a rational response to changes in the Democratic primary electorate. Some Democrats will blame a Clinton loss on her particular problems, lies about her illicit secret email server, doubts about her health. And if she loses, it's not likely she'll run again at age 73. So who will? One of the lessons of recent presidential primaries is that Democratic voters are transfixed by identity politics, having elected the first black president and chosen the first female presidential nominee. Another is that there's a large constituency for left-wing candidates. What they haven't been interested in is cisgendered white male liberals. The largely forgotten John Edwards fell by the wayside quickly in 2008. Martin O'Malley, with credentials similar to those of Bill Clinton and Michael Dukakis, attracted zero support in 2016. So this leaves them with no obvious choices if Clinton loses this year. The most visible and attractive left-wingers, Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, will both be over 70 in 2020. Prominent black and Hispanic office holders tend to represent overwhelmingly Democratic constituencies and have made few of the bows to moderation that made Barack Obama a plausible national candidate in 2008. It's possible that this could look like Britain's Labour Party, which has abandoned the new Labour posture of Tony Blair, that produced three landslide victories in 1997, 2001, and 2005. Now, under far left wing leader Jeremy Corbyn, the party seems headed for a landslide defeat in 2020. And they could be rebound during an unpopular Trump presidency, just as Republicans could during an unpopular Hillary Clinton term. But it's also possible that the party's current left wing constituency could make a post Clinton Democratic Party unelectable outside of its left wing enclaves. This is beginning to look a lot like what that's going to be. And all we have to do is stay the course and go out and vote on voting day to make that a problem. To make that problem a problem for the Democrats. To cause problems for the status quo in the Republicans. This is a win. Trump may turn out to be a disaster, but it's still a win on a lot of key issues. I'm more willing to roll those dice with Trump. I'll roll it with the I know what I'm getting with Clinton. I know where that's going. I know what we get out of it with the Supreme Court. We can't have it. We cannot have it. We won't survive it. I'm looking forward to November. Going back to GCN for the last time this evening. This week, we'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Last time on The Firing Line, and coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
I want to take a moment, and I put out the call, gosh, 2 days ago, yesterday, I don't know when it was, asking, I wanted to get to 1,000 subscribers, which is, for my YouTube channel, major. It's not nothing big in compared to people like my friends like Hickok45, who has, I think he has 2 million subscribers. But I haven't really ever taken YouTube that seriously since, and I only really started taking it seriously in May. So in May, I had right at 400, and we went over 1,000 yesterday. And so we have gotten to 1,000 subscribers before I got to the 1,000th show, this 1,000th live airing. Thank you for taking the time to subscribe to it. I've got a whole bunch of new video that I'm getting ready to shoot in the pipeline. I've been holding back because I'm missing a camera. The mail lost my slow motion camera. just love government organizations, don't you? Last Friday, a week ago, Donald Trump said what he said about, you know, about pantsuit and her, you know, her Secret Service detail being disarmed. Tim Kaine, her running mate, said that that was inciting violence, and the media was hysterical. According to Martha Raddatz, host of ABC News This Week, this message sounds a lot like a threat or encouraging violence. On NBC's Meet the Press, Chuck Todd claimed Trump again raised the specter of violence against Hillary Clinton. Over the weekend, news show after news show made similar claims. So what was his threatening statement once again? She's very much against the Second Amendment. I think her bodyguard should drop all weapons. They should disarm, right? Take their guns away. She doesn't want guns. Take their, and let's see what happens to her. Take the guns away, okay? It would be very dangerous. His point is simple. It is the height of hypocrisy for the elites to employ armed guards or live in super safe neighborhoods or gated communities or doorman buildings and then demand the disarmament of law-abiding people living in a much more dangerous arena. And his comment was obviously rhetorical. He was not actually advocating that her bodyguards be disarmed. He was pointing out that doing so would be absurd and very dangerous. By making Americans consider Clinton's need for security, he is making the point that Americans should, by extension, have a right to their own personal armed security. And he's right. Clinton, who would never want to give up her bodyguards, obviously understands that guns make her safer. Wealthy gun control advocates such as Michael Bloomberg also want guns for their own protection. When he was no longer mayor, I think he basically talked all of his little armed goon squad into retiring from the NYPD, and they now all work for him as civilians, which they were civilians to begin with. I don't know why I said that, but they work no longer under the auspice of the Shield. Bloomberg even provides armed bodyguards for the executives at Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action, two of his organizations. Even Justice Stephen Breyer, one of the strongest gun control advocates on the Supreme Court, relies on guns for protection. In 2012, after being robbed in Washington, D.C. for the second time in 3 months, he demanded that armed police protection be provided for him at taxpayer expense. Yet he has argued that there is not an individual right to self-defense, let alone a right to use a gun for defense. And Trump's point is simple. It is the height of hypocrisy for elites to employ armed guards, you know. That's what it is. And then demand guns be taken away. And it really is about time that someone stood up for the everyday citizens who fear for themselves and their families. Unlike armed guards, the police can't be relied on for protection. Gun control advocates like Clinton claim that they care for the poor minorities, but it is poor minorities who are particularly disarmed by the gun control regulations that Clinton pushes. In Chicago, where you can now buy a gun, but it costs an awful, you're spending $500 before you even buy the gun. Just paying for all the permits and the this's and the that's's. Clinton is pushing for universal background checks. She never mentions that virtually all the 2.4 million initial denials have been mistakes, cases of law-abiding citizens, you know, having similar names to prohibited individuals. She does not mention that black people and Hispanic people are disproportionately affected by those mistakes. It's a broken system, and instead of fixing the broken system, the Obama administration has instead pulled everyone off of checking for mistakes. It is difficult to appeal denials without the help of a lawyer, and a few poor minorities can afford to pay thousands of dollars in legal fees. Gun buyers and sellers are also stuck with all the fees for background checks. In New York City and D.C., the fee for privately transferring a gun is at least $125. In Washington State and Oregon, the cost of transferring a gun is about $60 and $55, respectively. Bloomberg and Clinton will continue to have world-class security. But those costs make a difference for a poor family. Whether they're black, white, plaid, doesn't matter. They may want to defend their family, though, and adding to that cost doesn't make it any easier. Trump is also right that Clinton is opposed to the Second Amendment. She has vowed to appoint Supreme Court justices who will overturn Heller and McDonald. And that means the government would again have the power to ban guns, which they don't really have. They don't have that. But they'll think they do. Even the media needs to understand the obvious here. Okay? Self-protection isn't just for the rich and the powerful. Indeed, self-protection is for all of us. We all deserve to be able to protect ourselves. In moments when I'm sitting around thinking and I think about some of the things I say, I think to myself, there should be a path for people that are felons. There should be some way for them to qualify to do that. But that would mean a lot of things. And I don't know that all of those things are bad. I don't know that all of those things are bad. Certainly, somebody that commits crime early on in their life that gets older changes. I mean, how many of these ex-gang members do you ever see out of Los Angeles that are, you know, in their 40s now? They're not particularly violent now. They have, that's no longer in their system. I'm not going to say they sowed their wild oats, but age does something to you. Clinton keeps pushing regulations that will primarily disarm the most vulnerable people in our society. The poor minorities who live in the high crime areas, the Chicago's, the Baltimore's, the Atlanta's, the inner city New York, you know, virtually all of New Jersey, all these places. And, you know, that's what she's coming for. She said she's going to do everything in her power. So Trump's right. Trump's pointing something out once again. Media can't stand it. That's not the way the game is normally played. Normally, everybody's really polite and nice and everything else, and then we lose, and everybody sits back and says, "How come we lost? We took the high ground. We were nice. We were polite. We were this. We were that." America's not looking for that now. Since the last election, we've been looking for a hellraiser, because it's going to take one of those to straighten the country. We'll be back on Monday. Everybody stay safe this weekend. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.